Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette woman acquitted in Washington attempted murder conspiracy case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette woman accused of helping orchestrate a cross-state murder plot against her brother has been found not guilty on all charges in Washington State. According to Cowboy State Daily, an Assotin County jury on Friday acquitted Phyllis Krogman of attempted first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit attempted first-degree murder following a week-long trial tied to a 2025 stabbing in Clarkston, Washington. Prosecutors allege Krogman helped set up the attack by speaking with her brother, Daniel Henry, roughly a day and a half before the stabbing and learning where he was living and working at a Motel 6. Authorities claimed her husband, Thomas Krogman, former Campbell County School District teacher and coach, then drove from Wyoming to Washington and stabbed Henry multiple times in the face and chest while he was working at the motel. Henry survived the attack. Earlier this year, Thomas Krogman was convicted of attempted first-degree murder and conspiracy and later sentenced to 39 years in prison. During Phyllis Krogman's trial, prosecutors also referenced a recorded jail phone call in which she discussed longstanding allegations of abuse involving her brother. However, jurors ultimately found the evidence insufficient to convict her beyond a reasonable doubt. No criminal charges tied to those abuse allegations were ever identified in court records. Right man accused of major cocaine operation after deputies find more than 1 kilo of drugs. A Right man already facing multiple drug charges is now accused of running a large-scale cocaine operation after Campbell County deputies allegedly found more than 1.2 kilograms of cocaine inside his home. According to the Gillette News Record, 47-year-old Scott Gregory waived his preliminary hearing April 29th and is now bound over to district court on charges including possession of cocaine with intent to deliver, possession of crack cocaine, and possession of marijuana. According to court documents, deputies went to Gregory's Wright home on April 23rd for what was reportedly his third violation of the 24/7 drug monitoring program. While inside the residence, an officer allegedly spotted a line of suspected cocaine on a mirror in a computer room. Deputies later reported finding crack cocaine near Gregory's cigarettes. After Gregory requested an attorney and was arrested for the monitoring violation, deputies obtained a search warrant. Investigators say they discovered 5 large bags of suspected cocaine hidden inside a shop vacuum in a child's bedroom, along with additional bags of cocaine and cash inside a backpack. Authorities also reported finding spreadsheets on computers monitoring listing quantities, prices, customers, and sale dates consistent with drug distribution records. In total, deputies say they seized roughly 1.2 kilos of cocaine, including crack cocaine rocks weighing about 3 grams. Gregory was already facing separate felony drug charges stemming from a January traffic stop in Gillette, where deputies reportedly found crack cocaine, marijuana, THC products, and additional drugs hidden in his clothing at the jail. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.